Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, since these men, our sons and your relatives and friends, are soon to be advanced to the order of deacons, consider carefully the nature of the ministerial rank to which they shall be raised. Strengthened by the gift of the Holy Spirit, they will help the bishop and his priests in the ministries of the word, of the altar, and of charity, showing themselves to be servants of all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and distribute the body and blood of the Lord to the faithful. At the bishop's direction, it will also be their duty to exhort believers and unbelievers alike and instruct them in holy doctrine, to preside over public prayer, administer baptism, assist at and bless marriages, and bring viaticum to the dying and conduct funeral rites. Consecrated by the laying on of hands passed down from the apostles and bound more closely to the service of the altar, they will carry out a ministry of charity in the name of the bishop or the pastor. In all these duties, let them act with the help of God in such a way that you recognize them as disciples of him who did not come to be served, but to serve. Now, beloved sons, you are to be raised to the order of the diaconate. The Lord has given you an example that just as he himself has done, so also you should do. And so as deacons, that is, as ministers of Jesus Christ, who appeared in the midst of the disciples as one who serves, do the will of God in charity from the heart. Serve others with joy as you would serve the Lord. Since, in fact, no one can serve two masters, look upon all impurity and greed as the serving of false gods. Since you present yourselves for the order of the diaconate of your own free choice, you must be like those once chosen by the apostles for the ministry of charity, men of good reputation, full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit. My brothers, you have been judged by those responsible for your priestly formation as worthy and ready to receive holy orders. The church is ever clear to the bishops that if you are called to this sacred order of the diaconate, you are qualified and are to be called to the holy priesthood of Jesus Christ. Remember that as you exercise your diaconate here in our diocese and when you return to your seminary, remember that as you approach the altar for ordination to the sacred priesthood, because your diaconate is the precursor to your priesthood. As priests, you will continue to serve the church, God's holy people, as an imitator of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will exercise your ministry in the celibate state. Celibacy is both a sign of pastoral charity and an incentive to it, as well as a source of spiritual fruitfulness in the world. For urged on by a sincere love of Christ the Lord, and living in this state with total dedication, you will cling more readily to Christ with an undivided heart. You will devote yourselves with greater freedom to the service of God and others, and you will serve single-mindedly the work of spiritual rebirth. Firmly planted and grounded in faith, show yourselves without blemish and beyond reproach before God and others, as is proper for the ministers of Christ and the stewards of God's mysteries. Do not allow yourselves to be turned away from the hope of the gospel, which you must not only hear, but also serve. Hold fast to the mystery of faith with a clear conscience, and express by your actions the word of God, which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people brought to life by the Spirit may become a pure offering accepted by God, and so that you yourselves, when you go out to meet the Lord on the last day, may be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."